It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, February 22nd, 2021. We have 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through tomorrow afternoon. Southwest winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25. Occasional gusts to 30 knots possible in the morning. Wind waves from the west 3 feet high at 7 seconds apart, and northwest swells 15 feet at 15 seconds apart. And rain is in the forecast. Swells are forecast to be up to 17 feet by Friday. So whenever we get into a situation where the swells are up in the teens, that's always a cause for extra caution, especially crossing the Columbia River Bar or any bar. And today, our Pacific Northwest commercial fishing community mourns as a boat is lost on the Tillamook Bay Bar that happened this weekend and a fisherman loses his life. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. On today's ship schedule, we have 22 vessels, 5 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a ship called the Big Glory. She's a bulk carrier arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver anchorage, and she's going to be picking up soda ash at the Port of Portland eventually. She will pass Astoria inbound around maybe 8:30 this morning, and you might see her in the Vancouver area at about 6 hours later. The Glovis Stella is arriving from Benicia. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, and she will pass Astoria about 1:30 p.m. inbound. It'll take her about 6 hours to get up to the Port of Portland. And the Star Java is arriving from Singapore. She's headed for Vancouver. I think she's picking up copper concentrate at the Port of Vancouver. Passing Astoria inbound around 8:30 p.m., you might see her in the Portland area by about 2:30 in the morning tomorrow. And the Xin Yu is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage, probably be there by about 8:30 p.m., and she will be picking up wheat upriver eventually when she heads up to a berth. In our Astoria anchorages, we have 9 ships. They're all awaiting orders. The Hakata Queen, the Genko Hunter, the SBI Macarena, the Ocean Garlic, the Prisinga, the Ingenious, the Blue Ionian, the GH Fortune, and the Milagro. And I saw some people making comments about the Ingenious. She is quite a weather-worn ship. Her paint job doesn't look as it once was. And you can see this ship has just been through probably lots and lots of bad weather and could use a new paint job, but it certainly gives you an idea of the wear and tear that vessels endure when they are plying the oceans of the world doing their work. Well, our coastal fishing community is grieving right now with the loss of a fisherman and a boat Saturday afternoon at the entrance to Tillamook Bay. That's the infamous Tillamook Bay Bar. The term bar in this case is a maritime term. For the entrance, it describes the entrance to a river or bay from the ocean, and these areas are notoriously difficult places to transit. I'll read you some information that I compiled from several different news reports: the Daily Astorian, KGW-TV in Portland, the Oregonian, and the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. At least one commercial fisherman is dead after a fishing boat capsized near the entrance to the Tillamook Bay Bar. 3 other crew members were rescued by the Coast Guard, and there is a short note. There is a Coast Guard station right there at Garibaldi in Tillamook Bay. The Coast Guard said the 38-foot vessel capsized. That means it turned completely upside down in the water around 4:30 p.m. at the bay entrance. Coast Guard personnel had been watching the boat. The name of the vessel was the Coastal Rain, R-E-I-G-N, as a precaution as the vessel crossed the bar at the fishing crew's request as their boat attempted to return to port in Tillamook Bay. Coast Guard crews responded quickly from Station Garibaldi when the boat overturned, and the Coastal Rain, by the way, is based in Warrenton, but it was bringing its catch back into Tillamook Bay on that day. U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Strohmeyer said rescuers pulled 2 crewmen from the water around 5 p.m. on Saturday. A Coast Guard helicopter located and rescued a 3rd crew member soon thereafter. It took until 6 p.m. to locate the 4th crew member. Eric Swanson, president of the Adventist Health Tillamook Hospital, said on Saturday that his facility treated three members of the crew. One was treated and released, one was admitted in stable condition, and the other was sent by ambulance to a Portland hospital in critical condition. The hospital was unable to provide updates on the condition of any crew members being treated, and that's because of privacy laws. You wouldn't be able to find that out. It's just not legal to release information unless you are a family member. Stormeyer said, quote, "We had crews on scene immediately via two small boats, and then we had a Coast Guard helicopter launch from Astoria. I know there were some restrictions on the bar crossing at that time, which is probably why the crew was concerned about the crossing." And that expression, that term, restrictions crossing the bar, it means that the U.S. Coast Guard has had placed restrictions on what types of vessels could cross during that time. These restrictions were on recreational boats, by the way, not commercial vessels. So it was technically okay for them to cross the bar at that point, even though the conditions were difficult. The Tillamook County Sheriff's Office assisted the Coast Guard in their rescue efforts. One of the crew members of that boat did die in this incident, and a GoFundMe page has been set up for him, for his family, to support his wife and children. His name was Todd Chase, and he was 51 years old and a resident of Warrenton. Just a few thoughts about this. When something like this happens, all of us in coastal communities feel it. And to some degree, we're all grieving, especially fishing families and friends. There are so many people from our communities taking exactly these risks right now out there in these waters, especially during this dangerous Dungeness crab season. The Tillamook Bay Bar is known for being dangerous. There's a commercial fishing fleet out of Garibaldi that crosses that bar all the time to do their work at sea. The Tillamook Bar is easily as dangerous as the Columbia. Conditions are just different there. It's not as large and well-known a waterway as the Columbia, and it doesn't have ship traffic. And certainly here on the ship report, the Columbia gets most of the attention. But the Tillamook Bay Bar is a formidable barrier between the bay and the ocean. It's a narrow passage between the bay and the sea. If you've never seen it, sometime stop by a place called Barview. The next time you're in the area, there's a small park there where you can pull off the highway. Just stop there sometime and just take a look. You can get a really good view of the Tillamook Bay Bar, and you can see how narrow it is. It's like a chute, and how in bad conditions it could be very dangerous, as it was this weekend. So prayers and good wishes for the families involved and for those who lived through this, who now have that trauma to get through, and to all our fishing families who are feeling the pain of this, either because they too have family out there right now or have lost family in similar incidents or are just plain worried about people they care about who are fishermen. And our hearts also go out to the owner of the boat who has just lost his livelihood. So let's give thanks next time we have a crab dinner, a fish dinner, or any kind of seafood. People take great risks to bring us this wonderful food, especially right here in our own backyard, where the risks are very high for those who engage in this dangerous work. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.